This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Live. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you for a very limited amount of time, less than a half hour, about 20 more minutes to go here before we get into coverage of Thursday Night Football tonight. The Ravens and the Dolphins, coverage from Westwood One Sports, will begin tonight at 6:30. So let's jump right into it and go with the news of the day. Katie Wu from The Athletic wrote an interesting piece today, really going through some of the things that Chaim Bloom is doing in terms of staffing changes with the Cardinals. And it's not really so much staffing changes, but it's more about staffing additions. Kind of a quick rundown, as always. I encourage you, if you have the means to do so, to be a subscriber to The Athletic, and you could go read the story yourself and get a little bit more context than what we'll give you here in just a few minutes to talk about this. But the Cardinals are going to add, evidently, a new director of player acquisition, and that individual is going to lead the professional scouting department. That is somewhat notable. We're living in a time right now across professional baseball where the scouting staffs for a lot of teams are being gutted, and organizations believe that you can do a lot of this scouting via video and digitally. And Chaim Bloom, to his credit, since the moment that he walked in, he said it's got to be both. That you still have to have scouts, actual human beings, eyes that are looking at things. So they're going to add to that area, and they're going to bring in a director of player acquisition. They're going to bring in a new international scouting director. This is a really big deal. This is an area where the Cardinals have not had the success that other organizations have had, and we know how international this game has become. So if you can go start making some more headway in the international market, that's going to go a long way. They last year, if you remember, in the offseason when they added a lot to the organization, they brought in a director of pitching in Matt Pierpont, and Pierpont basically oversaw the pitching strategy for the entire organization from the big league level all the way down through the minor leagues. Well, they are going to hire a director of hitting who's going to be very similar to what Pierpont did, but he's going to oversee the hitting strategy from an organizational-wide standpoint. And then they're making a change when it comes to their head athletic trainer, as Adam Olson is still going to be inside of the organization, but instead he's going to move to a front office position where, according to Katie's report, he'll continue to serve as the director of medical training, but his new role is going to involve overseeing the training staff from an organization-wide approach. So they are going to try to create some uniformity when it comes to even athletic training from the major league level all the way down. That seems to be, of everything that happened today, I guess the two things that jump out at me, like if we take – and they also say that they're going to add a couple positions to the coaching staff, and a couple guys who have been on the uniform coaching staff will stay in the organization but will move more into strategy roles where they're not uniformed coaches. Basically, the two things that jump out at me here is the Cardinals, Heim Bloom, the DeWitts, they are following through on the previous commitment that they had made to – augment the organization, to add individuals to make it better. And we spend so much time talking about the very successful organizations in baseball, whether it's a team like the Dodgers that spend tons and tons of money but also do a lot of other things the right way, or a team like the Brewers that don't spend a lot of money but, again, do things the right way. If you do things the right way, if you have enough staff, if you have enough infrastructure, if you have enough data and technology components, if you have all of that, you've got the opportunity to start getting some wins. And so much is on the margins where you win the margins and you start to do that a little bit more. And I think the report today from Katie Wu is another sign that this organization is doing what they need to do. Look, I get it. There's going to be people who look at whatever the roster ends up being this upcoming season, and it's not going to include, in all likelihood, a major, major, major acquisition, and they're going to be upset about that. And that's fine. Like, I'm not telling you that you feel wrong in that. There's people who believe that the Cardinals should be investing all of this money that they have at the major league level and still doing the other stuff, but it shouldn't stop them from spending gobs of money at the major league level. I would respectfully disagree, but at the same time, I kind of understand where they're – I don't kind of understand. I do understand where they're coming from. But if you want to have a sustainable organization that can get back to being a legitimate playoff contender and a World Series contender, you got to do some of the stuff that was reported today. So we have a short show today. We're not going to be able to really dive in on this. We'll probably do that a little bit more in some future shows, especially as these hires get made. Hopefully we can talk to some of these people as well who get hired for these positions, because I think that's good for fans to kind of hear what those folks think. In addition to Thursday night football going on, you know what else is going on tonight? The Blues are in action. They're going to match up against the Vancouver Canucks. They are trying. They're trying to end this losing streak. We're going to hear from Jim Montgomery coming up in just a few moments. He spoke to the media earlier today. Some of his comments on the way next. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back out on the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are starting to wrap things up. We've got a short program tonight. That's because we have Thursday night football, the Ravens and the Dolphins from Miami, and our coverage from Westwood One Sports will begin in just a little while at 6:30. Also going on tonight, the St. Louis Blues, they are in action. They are trying to end a five-game losing streak, and tonight they are at home as they match up against the Vancouver Canucks. That's going to be a 7 o'clock puck drop over at the Enterprise Center. Blues coach Jim Montgomery speaking with the media earlier today, just after morning skate, wanted to go through some of the things that he had to say. During morning skate, as you might expect, there was a lot of focus on what the Blues want to do from a defensive standpoint, and he talked through what they were trying to accomplish this morning.
Just protecting middle ice. The numbers analytically don't make sense with ozone time and D-zone time that we're spending. Like, we're fourth in the league in D-zone time. Usually that's a great thing, but we're giving up home runs, like I said after last game, too quickly. Like, we get into our zone, and in 6 seconds there's a chance in the middle of the ice. And that's what the purpose of the drill was.
There seems to be so much attention right now from Montgomery, and rightfully so, about the fact that the Blues are just giving up way too many grade A chances, that teams are skating into the offensive zone against the Blues, and very quickly they are getting really good looks at the net. So the big question is, how does that stop happening?
We're not playing well defensively. We're not spending a lot of time in our end. That doesn't mean we're playing well defensively. That was my point of the analytics don't match the eye. Because the analytics, usually, if you're not spending a lot of time in your D zone, usually it's because you're spending a lot of time in the O zone and you're catching people in three-quarter ice, or you're doing a really good job defensively. But we're not coming into our D zone doing a good enough job defensively. So that's the premise of protecting good ice. Spend a little more time in your own end, but make sure that they're not getting one-timers from the slot.
Offensively, the lines have been shuffled once again, and the second line is going to feature Dalibor Dvorsky as the centerman between left winger Matthew Joseph and right winger Jordan Kyrou. That certainly is an interesting line for sure, and head coach Jim Montgomery explained why he put Dvorsky between Joseph and Kyrou.
We want to give the kid a chance to have success. So let's give him a really dynamic offensive winger, and let's give him a winger that checks and really goes hard, you know, like at both ends of the ice and knows the details of our game. So I think it's a good mix of wingers. And I think Matty Joe also has been doing a lot of good things offensively. So his speed, driving the net, being at the net. I think there's a lot of things to complement our, Devo, who could have, you know, we think is an offensive centerman that can drive a line.
The top line is going to be Braden Schenn in the middle of Pavel Buchnevich and Jimmy Snuggerud. And then the third line now has a Pugh Suter centering Dylan Holloway on the left side and Oscar Sundquist on the right side. And Montgomery is clearly excited to see how those three work together.
All three of them work. All three of them can check. So it's a line that I feel comfortable if I need to match up against maybe Pedersen's line or whoever. Sundquist is he's like a binky for a kid, for a coach, because you put him anywhere you want on the ice and he's going to do the right thing. Defensively, offensively, he covers, he goes to the hard areas, so he allows, 81 to hunt pucks, get pucks, skate pucks, and hang on to pucks on the outside while he can get into the interior ice.
You can tell that's a line that Montgomery likes, getting into some of the specifics of that line. Sundquist is going to be playing on the right wing, and Montgomery says that Sundquist is the kind of hockey player that every coach loves to have.
It's his intelligence, and he has a team-first attitude. He doesn't care about getting any credit. He doesn't. Everything in his fiber is whatever needs to get the job done to help the team win. And that's what makes him a binky as a coach.
And then Pugh Suter in the middle brings many of those same attributes.
Well, I got two binkies on the same line now. But yes, I feel the same way. His intelligence, he never leaves bad ice for no reason and give up a danger chance. Like, we just did that D-zone coverage, and he's holding the net front. They pass it right on his tape. And in a game, we'd be ready to go the other way. Like, he just understands that part of managing the game really well.
There's a fair amount of binky talk today during Jim Montgomery's media session. Final thing, they match up against Vancouver tonight. Blues come in with a record of 3-6-1. The Canucks, they are 5-6-0. That being said, they're probably a little bit better than their record would indicate. They do come in having lost 4 of their last 5. That being said, Montgomery does believe that Vancouver is going to provide a very good challenge for the Blues tonight.
A team that is playing really good right now, in the sense that they're connected, 5 guys, 5-on-5 in all 3 zones from everything I've seen. They defend the middle of the ice really well, and they're using the back of the net really well offensively.
It's the Blues and the Canucks. Puck drop tonight at 7 o'clock over at the Enterprise Center. And that is going to do it for this edition of the program. Again, we are done early today because we have Thursday night football. We've got the Ravens and the Dolphins. Coverage from Westwood One Sports is set to begin in just a few minutes at 6:30. Thanks for being tuned in. I am out tomorrow. I believe Scott Warman's going to be in tomorrow hosting the program. So certainly looking forward to that. So be tuned in, and then I will talk to you again coming up on Monday right here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.